This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
جاي متأخر. Okay, we'll wait a couple of minutes. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه واستغفره واستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد حديثي معكم اليوم وفي الجمعة القادمة إن شاء الله تعالى عن مفهوم الرجولة في القرآن معنى عظيم أشارت إليه آيات كثيرة، ويريد الرب تبارك وتعالى من المؤمنين أن يعرفوا معنى الرجولة الحقيقية التي ينبغي يتحلى بها المؤمن. فتفكروا وتدبروا في هذه الآيات التي سنذكرها بإذن الله عز وجل، وفيما جاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لفهم هذا المضمون والتحلي به وتربية أبنائنا عليه. My dear brothers and sisters, today, next Friday, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to be talking about the concept of masculinity or rujula. In the Quran, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about this concept that unfortunately has become very ambiguous? And today, it's great to have 20 students from MUS. It's an all-boys school, isn't it? Correct? And for the sisters who are listening or attending with us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. This is something that is very relevant because there is a lot of confusion about this. You know, there used to be a time where there was no issue. People, men knew who they were, women knew who they were, men and women didn't have any confusion as to how they identify or they see themselves. But now we live in a very strange time where we have many individuals who are unsure and clear. There's a lot of ambiguity about their gender and how they feel from inside. And we knew all along that your biological makeup does not necessarily define who you are. I mean, I agree that, you know, your biological makeup doesn't necessarily define you. It identifies you, but it doesn't define you. Your skin color, your sex, your height, your race, none of these things really define you. So, what defines you is your true character. How you behave, how you carry yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a distinction. The Quran makes a distinction between males. Now, everyone who has who's born male is considered male in Islam. You are male. You know, we're not talking about that. The Quran considers every boy male, and every girl female. It's very clear on that. But not every male is necessarily a man, or turns out to be a man. Allah Azza wa Jal defined men to be of some exceptional level of commitment. So when we look at this concept of manhood or masculinity, or who are the real men that Allah Azza wa Jal calls upon in the Quran, we find that the first thing that comes to mind is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in the Quran that when He chose prophets and messengers through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to communicate to mankind, the children of Adam, wanted to communicate His message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the most noble of men, the best of men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines them as men. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا. We have not sent before you anyone as a prophet or messenger except men. Exceptional men. Not any man. إِلَّا رِجَالًا. What distinguished them, that they were the best of their people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to them through wahi. نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. They received wahi. They're human beings, like any other human being, but they were of extraordinary character. These individuals were very exceptional. They were the most honest, the most upright, the most respectful, the most dignified, the most committed, the most patient, the most steadfast of their people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا. So this is one thing that we find about these men. So you have to ask yourself, really, what does it mean to be associated with this category through from whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose exceptional people that came to save humanity from misguidance? What does it mean to be part of that? It means that you need to follow in their footsteps. You're supposed to be as committed. Your mission should be also saving humanity from misguidance. A man, a true man, is supposed to be someone that receives guidance and carries guidance to others, rescues people from misguidance. So a true man is someone, a true believing man is someone that says, oh, I need to follow the example of these men. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the true followers, the most dedicated followers of these prophets and messengers are selfless men who, again, are so keen on guiding their people and saving them, and in some cases, at the expense of their own safety. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the story of Musa alayhi salam, the story of Moses, peace be upon him, that it was a man that came. Allah describes him as a true man. This man came to alert Musa alayhi salam to the plot against him. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this man came from the furthest part of the city to warn Moses, which, by the way, implicitly, it's not explicitly mentioned, it's implicitly there. It shows you can say that men are supposed to be fit. If they can afford to be physically fit, they should be physically fit. Because this man came from the furthest part of the city running to deliver a message. Imagine if he was out of shape, what would have happened? He would have not made it. And this story is repeated again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the story of the three prophets that were sent, again, another man comes from the furthest part of the city to warn his people. Look at the level of passion and commitment that this person has. Again, these two men, whom Allah azza wa jalla refers to as men, were committed to saving their people, reinforcing the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or providing support for the Prophet. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that it was a man, and some scholars say that it was the same man. When Musa alayhi salam came back to Egypt, Moses, when he came back to Egypt, one man believed in him, and he eventually, his iman, his faith became public, and he was tortured. In the story of Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this man, the man that came from the furthest part of the city to reinforce the message of these three prophets and encourage his people to follow them and believe in them, that this man's attempt to save his people and call them to follow the prophets was met with a level of brutality where they actually beat him to death. And either as he was dying or shortly after his death, Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah revealed to us, he told us what that man's mindset was as his own people, whom he was trying to save, beat him to death. That man's mindset was, قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. He said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, how I wish my people would know what, after torturing me and killing me, what kind of fate and reward I have received from you, O Allah. I wish they would know. So this tells us that the Quran defines true men as people who are committed to their cause and they are selfless and they're not afraid of anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further tells us in the Quran that of the believers are true men who were true to their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. That of the believers are men who are, their masculinity embodies itself in them fulfilling their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they make a commitment to Allah azza wa jal, they keep it, they hold on to it. They don't drop out. They don't cave in. They don't give up. They don't quit. And they do not break their promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once they give their word to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they keep their word to Allah azza wa jal. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. At any expense. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that some of them were killed and martyred. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings and mercy be upon them. And others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory, but they were still committed to their cause. Victory, triumph, and success, achieving their goals, doesn't make them forget their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they're not in it for that, they're in it for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw Talha ibn Ubaidillah after sustaining severe wounds. He had neurological damage so severe that half of his body was paralyzed, but Talha never stopped working and serving the community and struggling for the community. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him walking across the masjid, struggling, yet he was still walking, coming to the masjid, committed, radiallahu anhu. He eventually died in the battlefield, by the way. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him, he said, هذا ممن قضى نحبه. Because that happened in the battle of Uhud. He said, this man has fulfilled his commitment to Allah. He's done. But he never stopped. He wasn't killed. He survived. He saw the victories later. But the Prophet ﷺ said, this man has fulfilled his commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's from the people of Jannah. He's done. He landed in Jannah. And we know this. One of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost an eye. Another person lost an arm. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to look at these individuals as individuals who have body parts that are ahead of them. They're in Jannah. Some of their body parts made it to Jannah before they made it to Jannah. So this is the mindset of the believer. Why? Because they're true in their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know that if they uphold their part of the bargain and they uphold their commitment to Allah azza wa jal, Allah will hold his commitment. True or not. See, this is the problem. We second guess, doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes we do not deal with the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as something that will actually happen because we are weak in our commitment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not weak, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may break our commitment, but Allah never breaks his commitment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them as people who do not, who hold on to their bargain and who fulfill their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example that is given to us, and I'll conclude with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when Musa alayhi salam, when Musa alayhi salam wanted to lead his people into the promised land, and everyone pretty much was not, none of them were willing to follow him, but there were two men that spoke, two real men that spoke and made a very strong statement. These two men, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they had two amazing qualities in this particular verse. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 23, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَا أُدْخُلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْبَابِ فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Besides the fact that, again, true men speak up and advocate for what is right, speak up against injustice, speak up and they try to correct the course and awaken their communities. They engage, true men engage. These two individuals, out of the whole population, these two individuals, and some scholars said that one of them was Joshua, Yusha ibn Nun. May Allah's peace be upon him. Allah Azza wa Jal describes them with two qualities. Number one, besides the fact that they spoke up, يخافون, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, one thing that we know, if you truly fear Allah, then you're not going to fear anyone else. So that's what the verse implies. They fear Allah, they fear no one else. People who don't fear Allah, they fear everything else. So one, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So true men are afraid of one thing and one thing only, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the consequences of their sins. Number two, أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. And we ask Allah and we beg him every day to guide us to the straight path, the path of those who earned the ni'mah of Allah. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Here Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that true men are blessed to be part of that group of people. And what is that group of people that earned the ni'mah of Allah? صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. We say every day, O Allah, guide us to the path of those whom you have favored. Who are those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored? You see, we have to make these connections, my dear brothers and sisters. We have to make these connections. What is Allah subhanahu, what is the Quran trying to tell us? What is the message here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these two individuals were of the favored ones. Who are the favored ones? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those who obey Allah and His Messenger, then they will truly be with those whom Allah favored. And Allah says, the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored are four types of people. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, prophets. Again, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالٌ. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ, and the truthful followers of these prophets and messengers. وَالشُّهَدَاء, and the martyrs, those who stand their ground and make the ultimate sacrifice and die for their cause. Those who have proven to be truthful, who died, who lived upon the truth and died upon the truth. Not those who speak the loudest or those who are the most popular. إِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تُؤْمَنُ فِتْنَتُهُ. No, those who died upon the cause. وَالصَّالِحِينَ, and the righteous. whose actions are in alignment with their speech. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. أقول هذا القول أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. I feel very conflicted to really say much about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. I know this from studying in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tradition of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made better declarations 1400 years ago, where he said that you all belong to Adam and Adam was created from dust. Where he said that in the eyes of God the Almighty we're all equal. Men are equal to women. Women are equal to men. Black and white. Everyone is equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter what race, what tribe, or what nationality you carry. We're all equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one thing that distinguishes us from each other is our fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our mindfulness of Allah azza wa jal. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. That the most honorable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most pious. Ya ayyuha an-nas inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh mankind, oh human beings, we created you from a male and a female. Waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'ila lita'arafu. As for the diversity that you have, it's supposed to be celebrated. It's for you to get to know each other, not to abuse one another. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made a declaration. He told the believers that you are all equals in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not abuse one another. Don't wrong one another. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام. What I find so disheartening and frustrating is that the very body that made this declaration is not extending many of these rights to my brothers and sisters in Gaza and in many other parts of the Muslim world. I don't think they're being viewed or treated like human beings. And this is really upsetting and frustrating. So therefore, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to really acknowledge any of this. Forgive me. I don't have much to comment. And I should be silent or be quiet, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut." He who believes in Allah in the last day, let him say something good, something beneficial, or keep silent. So I'm going to keep silent, inshallah ta'ala. However, there are very important activities taking place this Sunday, inshallah azza wa jal. There is an important announcement to be made. So when Brother Samir comes to make the announcement, please pay attention to it and participate in this event. Anything that you can do to bring an end to this bloodshed and restore peace in the Middle East and in Gaza in particular, anything that you can do, do not hesitate. And don't be afraid to speak the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I of those who advocate for what is right and what is true, and those who stand against injustice and wrongdoing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and mercy be upon those who perish this week and since the beginning of this vicious aggression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy be upon them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala welcome them in a better place than the place they left behind. May those who are wounded and those who lost their loved ones and those who are hurt and devastated, may they be healed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the rest of the ummah take heed of what is happening, and may this lead to an awakening that will allow us to restore the lost dignity. of our ummah. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أغث إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم أغث إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم رحمتك بأهل غزة. اللهم احفظهم واحرسهم. اللهم عافهم واعف عنهم. اللهم احفظهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ومن فوقهم ومن تحتهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. امكر لهم ولا تمكر بهم. واجعل الدائرة على من بغى عليهم. اللهم من أرادنا والمسلمين بخير فوفقه إلى كل خير، ومن أرادنا والمسلمين بشر أو سوء أو مكيدة فاجعل تدبيره تدميره، ورد كيده في نحره، وأشغله بنفسه. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
تعطيه لسمير، لسمير وراك هي. سووا السقيم واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات لله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum. I'll start with the event that Sheikh Faqih mentioned in the khutbah, inshallah. So on Sunday at 2 p.m., there's going to be a car rally for Palestine, and it's going to be from 2 p.m. until they reach to Mud Island. So you're going to meet up here at MIC, and the parking lot is a meetup starting point. And then the end point will be at Mud Island. There's been flyers that have been going around. It's going to be on the screens. It's in the newsletter today, but we'll also send a text after this so you can get it as well, all that information. But that's this Sunday at 2 p.m., and the organizers just asking, bring your kufiyas, signs, banners with you, and then you'll be taking that route together, inshallah. As far as this weekend, we have tonight the Friday Night Live programs that we always have, but we also have Chai Party for girls ages 13 to 18 for teens. That will be happening in the community room from 6 to 8 p.m. That's going to be with Sheikh Faqih, and it's going to be on the Divine Blessings of Femininity, and that's going to be held this week, inshallah, be some other programs as well. And then after Isha will be Healthy Living, and that's going to be on the topic of autism, a disease or a way of being. That will be with Dr. Zakaria and Dr. Aisha, and that'll be right after Isha at 8 p.m. And tomorrow will be a course or a class with converts, inshallah, an open conversation that's going to be how to navigate the holidays as a Muslim. And that will be from 12:30 to 3 p.m. And lunch will be provided for those that are interested in attending to that. So that's going to be tomorrow as well. And then lastly, for next week, there is a Dawah conference on Sunday, December 17th. It's $20 per person, and that's going to be held in the Nassim Hall. And if you have any more questions about that, you can ask Laith. But there's a registration link that's being circulated for that as well. JazakAllah khair.